Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I think there are some fans that feel that way because of how Fields performed. I will admit that I find myself getting pulled in two directions, that whenever I get really angry about how poorly they started in Tomlin's pitiful game management, I am heartened by what Fields did. But the thing is, this Tomlin slow start thing goes back to 2016 in playoff games. And when it pops up again in a game against an inferior opponent and it feels like the team was ill-prepared or not ready, it does bring back nightmares of just how poorly this team has performed when the lights have been on in January. And that's the thing that all fans, I think, right now are holding this team to. The standard for them is to win a playoff game. So when a game looks like other playoff disappointments, I don't think it's possible for it to leave a good taste in your mouth, even with how well Fields played. We haven't hit on Najee Harris yet. He got called soft after the game. He was terrible against one of the worst run defenses in all of football. And I really believe if Patterson had been healthy the entire game, if that ankle injury doesn't happen, A, I think the Steelers win. And B, I don't think we see much of Najee in the second half. If we do, then that would have been another glaring coaching gaffe, because Tomlin has shown that he'll go with a hot hand if Warren is playing better than Najee. And strangely yesterday, a guy that for the better part of his entire career has been a kickoff return man was the better of the two running backs. When people have called into shows today and said, this offensive line stinks, it didn't open holes, it did when Patterson was in there.
Well, we
did 43 yards on six carries.
Well, we had a guy call that maybe was making an astute point saying Patterson's better in Arthur Smith's zone blocking scheme. He looks like a more decisive runner.
So now your first-round pick running back is scheme-dependent. He needs a certain scheme. He needs a certain number of defenders in the box. This goes back to what finally was a decision they made to right a wrong. The pick was bad. You don't draft running backs in the first round unless they're Christian McCaffrey or somebody like that. And they came to their senses and they didn't pick up the option. And you're seeing why. I mean, they're literally smart people in the last few months who said that the Steelers should have signed Najee Harris to an extension right before the season started and found a way to get a long-term deal done with him. Tell me why. I mean, it's every first-round run with him yesterday was for not even a yard. It was for no gain. And the other thing that I just don't get, Chris, is this was a Canada thing, and this is now an Arthur Smith thing. Why do they design so many runs with Najee to go to the outside? He doesn't have that burst. He is a plodding running back. And they run outside zone, or they run these outside toss plays with him.
He doesn't have
constantly.
Well, my issue with that even more so.
That's probably why Franklin calls him soft, because he's a big man and they're trying to get him outside.
I feel like you have more to say, so I'm going to wait.
No, what did we say on Friday? This should be Najee Harris's coming out party game. If you are a first round pick player and you want a big contract, Go eat against the Colts. Joe Mixon did 30 for 159. Josh Jacobs did 32 for 151. Oh, well, their quarterback got the offensive line stinks, so he had an excuse. No, he didn't. Not when Patterson had the kind of game that he did before he got injured.
I don't like them running outside with him because some of those runs seem designed for him to pick a lane, cut back, and show good vision. And I would argue he has never shown good vision in his entire tenure in Pittsburgh. He just, if the hole is there and it is obvious, he will run through it. But sometimes the hole opens up in a place that doesn't quite lend itself to his strengths, which seem to be just straight ahead running. Not surprised Najee doesn't want people to focus on the individual and rather the team, because if they focus on him, the individual, they would be watching a guy who looked like an undrafted free agent. Like, he just was terrible. I think it again goes to, and I'm going back to when Mike Tomlin tried to make it seem like Najee was one of the guys he wanted to be the standard bearer. I think if he plays poorly and they win, he sometimes even is a little bit chippy about things. When he plays poorly and they lose, I think it's even worse. I think when he plays well, sometimes he feels good about it, whether it's a win or a loss. I think we've heard him after losses where he had a decent game, maybe not sound all the alarm bells you'd want him to sound. It's just a pick that they should never have made. It's a pick that looks even worse when, as you said, Cordero Patterson looks like the far more effective runner. And it's a situation where I think you just might have a guy who's not really a fit for what Arthur Smith likes to do.
Which I thought, naively, he was the perfect fit. He's big. He's built like Henry. He obviously doesn't play like Derrick Henry in Tennessee. But here is an offensive
He could never have the run that Derrick Henry had last night where he got the edge and then outran multiple defensive backs and was making ground on them as he hit the goal line. He couldn't do that.
Henry is the rare, gigantic person who also can
run. A huge person among, or no, that was Folele, who was the huge person among huger people.
Can run extremely fast and still be the guy that, if you get in his way, is going to run you over. Najee often doesn't want to run you over. He wants to jump over you, which is bizarre.
Darnell Washington did that better than him yesterday.
And yeah, he'll
He tried to jump on a fourth or on a goal to go, like a short yardage first down situation. He jumped.
Well, yeah, you're right.
For what?
I don't know. He does it all the time.
He's going to get hurt doing that. He doesn't see the hole well enough. I think he runs hard. There are games where he's running hard and he's getting hit a lot and he's getting back up and he's calling for more. I thought he showed some good open field running on the screen play that actually worked. I think the first successful. We should have a monument, actually. At Lucas Oil Field. Here lies the Steelers' first successful screen in probably 10 years. But those plays shouldn't happen once a game. He should be a battering ram. He should be a hammer against overmatched teams. And yet when they had the Chargers on the ropes, who came in to throw the finishing punches? Patterson.
He had the last run, but that was it.
Yeah, but Patterson was the guy with four carries before that essentially allowed... Patterson got the ball on, what was it, a 3rd-and-6 or a 3rd-and-7 in that game? And got 9 or 10 yards.
And was the guy in this game who was better.
So it's frustrating. He should have been a lot better. I think you said on Friday, this is he'll never admit it publicly, but it's a dream scenario. Warren's not going to play. That run defense is suspect. He did nothing with it. Nothing.
He had one of his worst games in a Steelers uniform. 412-928-9370. Among many talking points from the Steelers loss yesterday.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.